We're going to talk a little bit about an event coming up here this weekend. It's the Community Shred Day once again, sponsored by the Friends of the Atlantic Public Library and local scout troop number 54. And Ken Mormon, representing the Friends of the Public Library, in with us this morning. And with the scouts, Rob Terrell joining us here as well. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thanks for letting us.
We appreciate it.
Absolutely. I couldn't stop you. The door is always unlocked.
It's always unlocked. Okay.
Shred Day coming up here this Saturday, April 13th, 9 to 11 a.m. Any big changes that folks should be aware of?
Ditto. Been here before, but we always like to get the people to thinking about it because you'd be surprised how many times the day after or two they say, Ken, I forgot about it this year. Well, they probably forgot about it last year, too. We really, this is sponsored by the Friends of the Library. The money for this, which we have to pay a man to come down from Carroll, is paid for by the book sale. It's one of the things that the book sale goes. We spend around $500. But the guy is really, really helpful. He is bends over backwards for us, helps us, and we never fill up his truck.
Well, it's probably a good time of the year to be thinking about some of the stuff we could take to the Shred Day since we're piling on more files with tax deadline coming up and we're looking for extra space in those cabinets and in those drawers while we're putting more tax stuff in. Maybe there are some other things we could get rid of. And so what kind of things can folks bring?
Well, just about anything that's paper, but it's only for households, not for the lawyer to empty out his files and stuff like that. You know, it's for the community people. You have to watch out. We don't have any three-ring binders in there. Nothing metal. A little paperclip and stuff like that's no problem. But everything else comes and we open up their trunk and or their side doors. They don't get out of the car. We take care of everything. No, not we. Pardon me. Mr. Terrell and his troop takes care of everything. The Boy Scouts have been tremendous, saving us older guys from lifting all these things. We take it out, empty the boxes, put them back in their car. We don't keep the boxes and don't keep the sacks and stuff like that. Rob does a great job.
Yeah, the older we get, the more we appreciate young, strong backs. And the Scouts have plenty of those. Rob, why are the Scouts involved in this?
We're doing this for our annual food drive. We found that partnering with Ken and the Friends of the Library, that it's a really smooth operation. People come in, they donate their cans, they donate money for the food pantry. We found that it was very troubling to try to get stickers on doors, try to get people while they're home. People are so busy nowadays. You know, there is no such thing as a weekend. Everybody's busy all the time, and they feel bad if they miss us. And this way, they're coming to us. We're trying to help the community by making sure that nobody has to get out of their car, make sure it runs really smooth. We check through the papers to make sure there's no metal or three-ring binders and everything. And that way, people can drop it off, and it really works pretty smooth. Last year, we did 780 food items and about $600 worth of cash. It was phenomenal. Worked really, really slick. And like Ken said, you know, it's something for the Boy Scouts to do for the community, something that brings publicity to the public library because, you know, books are something that not everybody picks up anymore. They always go to their phones. They always go to their computers. And we want to make sure that our library is always well represented because it is very nice. And are they doing a remodel right now?
It's just finished Monday, yesterday. They welcomed the community back in. It's a beautiful new paint job. It's a beautiful new carpet job. And I think the girls up there are just a little bit happier right now.
Well, we do have a very nice library, and I know my family visits it very often. And we appreciate having a nice library. Not every place has that nowadays. And when we can actually put money back in the library, keep the community happy by doing these little things, it really just makes Atlantic a better place.
Community service is a big part about being a scout in the first place, and you get a chance to do that in two different ways. Help the folks that are coming to the Shred Day event, and then also being able to help the local food bank at the same time.
Yeah, we have to have so many community hours for every merit badge, for everything to keep on advancing in scouts, and this is a really great way to be able to do it.
How are the local scouts? Is it pretty healthy right now?
Scouts have really taken a hit ever since COVID. We've seen numbers down all the way across the board. We're part of Oanasi, and we've all talked about it. All of our troops and even the PACs have been cut probably a little bit more than half. But the ones that we do have are very strong. We have a very scout happy town. We've got so much support in this area. It's unbelievable. You know, we just did popcorn sales here a couple months ago, and everyone is very, very good to us with popcorn sales. We do some camp cards. That's something that the kids can earn their way through. Camps, summer camps, Boy Scouts and Cub Scouts. Very, very scout-friendly area, and we appreciate that.
Well, it's you've supported us well, so therefore the community has supported you well also. But there's more room at the table.
Yep, always.
All right, very good. If they wanted to know more, or some youngsters wanted to talk to their folks about joining Scouts and they needed more information, who would they contact?
They'd just contact me, 712-249-0590. Yep, my phone's always on, just like everybody else's, so if they need anything, right now I am Scout Master for the Boy Scouts, and I'm Assistant Cub Master for the Cub Scouts, very involved in Scouts, and anytime you need anything or have questions, just give me a shout.
Or just talk to you out the window at Shred Day on Saturday.
There you go. We appreciate it.
He can also come down Saturday and just visit with him, because he's always there on the front line. And the boys could he could walk away from the boys for a little bit if he wanted to talk about scouting, I'm sure.
You betcha.
It's pretty well-oiled operation, I think.
It's pretty well-oiled.
Yeah, they do a nice job. Saturday, that's this Saturday, April 13th, 9 to 11 a.m. is the Community Shred Day. Now, also right down the road, too, not too many days away, is the annual, or the, well, the twice a year. I guess it's twice a year, isn't it? Twice a year. The book sale.
I got
up
a little bit too close for my... Yeah. I just sat down and organized both of them together. Yeah, this is our semi-annual book sale. We have one every spring in... May, and every year, fall and October, right around the middle of the month, 20th. I usually head for the 20th, it's one way, plus or minus. But the book sale is, we'll have thousands and thousands of books ready to go. We'll have them all sorted by types of books. Author, we try to alphabetize the paperbacks and the hardback books, the regular reading books. The authors, we don't do the cooking books and other stuff like that, but we'll have them all out on the table, ready to go on Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock. It goes 9 to 6 on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And then we have that special day on Saturday where it's 9 to 1. We have a bag sale. We only use a grocery bag so that they're all the same. You can't bring in your over-the-back huge one. But we have some there for you, or you can bring your own grocery bag. You can have one, two, or three. Several people have had two or three. Just fill it up. Every bag is $5. It's been very successful for us. It helps us sell a lot of books. The last two sales, we have really not cleaned out completely, but gotten rid of a lot of books. And it makes getting rid of them awful easy.
Yeah. The Friends of the Library helping to coordinate these efforts. Why do you do that?
Well, why do we do that? We make money for the library. They have a budget that they get from the city, and it's never enough. You know, Michelle down there is very progressive, very wants to get things done. She just finished decorating and cleaning up the upstairs 2 or 3 years ago. They did the downstairs, the children's section. But they always have a lot of extra things that they like to do. They have pizza parties assorted with that. I can't remember everything about that. But they have different speakers come in. They have different, maybe they need an extra board or an extra table or something like that. She puts a request into the Friends of the Library, and that's what we're making money for. We try to get about $2,000 per sale. that's a lot of nickel or 25 cent books and 50 cent books and dollar books. Also, I want to give a shout out to my workers. I have got about 20 or 25 of the most fantastic group of community people to help us put this on, set the stage for the library sale. During the sale, we have one person there, or two persons there to aid the people in finding and looking for types of books. And then later on, the cleanup is always bad, but it's done easily. We don't throw them away. We go to Salvation Army, et cetera, like that. Mm-hmm. Even some stay here in town to the New Hope.
Okay, very good. That look for the book sale down the road, but again, first things first, Saturday, April 13th, this Saturday, 9 to 11 a.m., is the Shred event. That's a drive-through event. So collect those items you no longer need, all of those paper items that you'd like to get rid of, safely and confidentially, and we'll get those things shredded and taken care of for you. And in the meantime, you'll get some assistance from the scouts as they'll be collecting for the food pantry. Any kind of donations work?
Any kind of donations work. We appreciate everything.
Okay, very good. So help them all out. Guys, thanks for coming in. Ken, Rob, appreciate you coming in this morning.
Thank you for letting us.
We appreciate it.